Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Thanks for listening to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. Concerns over data center development led Archbold to replace their borough council leaders this week. And as the primary election gets closer, voters want to get some candidates off the ballot. It's Friday, March 20th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start in Archbold today, where Borough Council has new leadership. During a meeting on Wednesday, the president, vice president, and president pro tem were ousted from their roles. In November, they voted in favor of a controversial zoning move to allow data center development in the borough. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more from Wednesday's meeting.
There are six proposed data centers in the borough, the most of any municipality in Pennsylvania. Dave Moran, Richard Gooman, and Marie Andrioli voted in favor of the data center overlay, which residents say favors developers over the community. The new leadership is from the new majority. Louis Rapuge is president, Joseph Altier is vice president, and Aaron Owen is president pro tem of council. Owen motioned for the removal of the former leadership.
This gives me no pleasure, and a lot has been lost.
Moran is now the former council president. He said he respects and supports the council's decision to change leadership.
I'll work with the leadership that's in there that's been appointed.
No data centers have been built in Archbold. Developers still wait for municipal and state approvals. In Pennsylvania, municipalities must zone for all legal uses of land. That includes data centers. In Archbold, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. Now looking ahead to the primary election in May. The political battle over who gets to be on the ballot for state general assembly seats is underway. As WVIA's Boris Krauchnyuk reports, voters are trying to knock five state house and senate candidates off the upcoming primary election ballot.
Democratic voters want two state senate and two state house candidates in northeastern Pennsylvania thrown off the May 19th primary election ballot. A Republican voter wants a Republican state house candidate removed too. The candidates targeted for removal are State Senator Marty Flynn and Jeffrey Lake. Lake is Flynn's opponent for the Democratic nomination in a district that covers parts of Lackawanna and Luzerne counties. State Representative Maureen Madden and Anna Lopez, her opponent for the Democratic nomination in a district that covers part of Monroe County. And Bill Jones, who's challenging State Representative Jamie Walsh for the Republican nomination in a district that covers part of southern Luzerne County. The reasons for the challenges to their being on the ballot vary. Mostly the challengers say the candidates or their supporters didn't fill out nominating petitions or candidate affidavits correctly. A state appeals court will decide on the challenges after hearings in the next week. I'm Boris Krauchnyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. So we've got a bit of sports news before we get to our last story of the day. After a victory in the Final Four last night, the University of Scranton women's basketball team will play for the Division III National Championship on Saturday. They beat New York University on Thursday night. NYU had won 91 straight games before facing the Royals, who won with a score of 60-52. Scranton will play Denison University from Ohio for the national championship on Saturday at 4 p.m. in Salem, Virginia. Denison beat University of Wisconsin Oshkosh 82-61 earlier on Thursday. Also Thursday night, the Holy Redeemer High School girls basketball team lost the 3A state championship game. The Lady Royals fell to Greensburg Central Catholic 52-41. It was the first time Holy Redeemer High School had appeared in the girls basketball state championship game. Find more on this at WVIA.org. All right, now one last thing for you today. It's time for Community Connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
The Pocono region is known for exceptional hospitality. Jana Ganslinger of the nonprofit Settlers Cares says the mission of the organization is to provide help to workers in the hospitality region if anyone is facing an immediate crisis. Jana Ganslinger takes the story from here.
Settlers Cares was actually the brainchild of my brother, Justin Ganslinger.
What is the premise behind Settlers Cares? What does that mean?
Settlers Cares has the focus of supporting hospitality workers across the Pocono Mountains. It really was about forming a crisis fund that would be available to small business owners, medium-sized business owners and their employees across the Pocono Mountains so that if something happened where the bottom fell out of someone's life and that could lead to financial collapse, there would be immediate support to jump in and say, here's a grant that will get you through till some other bigger resources might kick in for that individual. So it started almost like an employee crisis fund, but not for the Settlers Hospitality employees, for the employees of hospitality workers anywhere in the Poconos.
What a perk to be going for a job interview to know that there is something like that should anything occur.
Yeah, when you're a small business, you're everything. You're the accountant, you're the HR representative, you are the face of the organization, you are the dishwasher, the landscaper, everything. And so when one of your beloved employees is in trouble, what do you do? How do you help? This organization is there to support and help the hospitality worker, regardless of where they're working in the Poconos. And so we're reaching a lot of our neighbors with the services that we have. In the last 3 years, we started with a crisis fund. And then we were using that data for the different people that were applying, like what do people need? And that started to inform other programs. We saw a lot of data around people who were unhoused. And so we've spent a lot of time thinking about how do we help folks in our region that are either unhoused or about to be unhoused. And then food scarcity comes up. We've developed some programs to support a little bit around food scarcity, and transportation is a major barrier for folks, and so we've developed two programs that help with transportation as well.
Have you ever heard of anything like this, or is this something novel?
I've heard of many things like it, and I think we're unique in some ways. We are very much thinking about our community. How can we support our neighbors and our friends? The way we're different is that we're really locally focused here in the Pocono Mountains and thinking about the unique challenges in the Poconos.
This is incredible to hear, because can you imagine those in the hospitality business, if anything should happen, it makes them feel so much more comforted in knowing that if they have to miss work, you might be able to help them out.
Not everyone knows about us yet because we're so small and we're so new. So getting the word out is something that's very important to me. In Settlers Cares, it's really crafting and honing the neighborhood connections and relationships that decades and a lifetime come together for something big like this. How do we meet the need? And that's what puts wind in my sails, and that's where the power of our community, I think, really comes in to make change for the future.
Special thanks to Jana Ganslinger of Settlers Cares in Wayne County, a nonprofit dedicated to caring for those in the hospitality business in the Pocono region. There's more to the story at WVIA.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the weekend? Find more stories all weekend long at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.